Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Daytime After Dark. And tonight we have Marianne Adaria. She was a pretty woman and so many other great shows. And she was on the soap As of Night. And so many great shows like that. And I'm going to bring her on along with Nadia. And this is Carly, and you're on the Blog Talk. Blog Talk Network. And if you want to talk to us, just press 1. Okay. So let's welcome Marianne Adaria, and she was in Pretty Woman, people. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Great. I have a new headset, so I want to make sure the volume is okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep, you're
okay.
Coming in. Yep, and Nadia, you're here too.
Okay,
here.
Good.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh my God, you were on before. Okay. See, Carly's brain is gone. Nadia knows just because of, you know, we've been doing so many interviews. But all I got to say, the other night, Pretty Woman was on. And I have to watch that movie whenever it comes on. It's like, I don't know. Okay, well, I was in high school when it first came out. And I was 16, 15. And I told my mom I figured out what I wanted to be when I grew up. And she goes, what? I go, Mom, have you seen Pretty Woman yet? And I saw it in the theater. She goes, no. I'm like, well, after you see the movie, because I didn't want to tell right away, then you can figure it out. And she came home and she goes, you are not going to become the Julia Roberts in that. You're not going to do that. And I'm like, Mom, she made so much good money. And she fell in love with Russell Gill. And she got her happy ending. And, she told me no. So, yeah, I love that movie.
I'm glad.
And, I love that movie. I mean, whenever it's on, it's like one of those movies that I have to watch. Even though I probably watched it 400 times in my life. I just love that movie. And like I said, you were on As of Night. It was, I saw that.
Were you born then?
I'm thinking, because I do, wait, As of Night. I don't know. Where was I? I don't know, but I've seen YouTube things, so. And you were also in one of my other favorite movies, Beaches. I loved you in that. You were wonderful. But every time I see Beaches, I have to be, like, in this emotional state to watch that. Because all I know is I'm going to cry my eyes out. And no, oh, you're right. Well, no, I was born during As of Night, but not the whole time on As of Night. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so then you've been on so many good TV shows, too, that I'm sure a lot of people don't know. Like, I didn't want to introduce you and then give everything you've been on because I thought that would waste the whole interview. But how was looking on the Blacklist? Because, you know, I kind of got into that show a little, you know. I have so many TV shows that need to come up with, but how was that experience?
Because it's a little fuzzy. So, what was the question?
was doing the Blacklist. You did the an episode of the Blacklist.
Yeah, I did two episodes of the Blacklist and playing two totally different characters. One was a woman who was Latina, Mexican, whose son was killed by the drug cartel, and she was trying to keep her husband from testifying so he wouldn't get killed. And I just spent like 2 days crying my eyes out. And then they cut most of it. They cut most of it from the episode. And so a couple months later, I get a call from my agent, and it was a direct. They shoot the show in New York, but the director is from LA, and the director is back in town, and he felt so badly about, you know, cutting most of my scenes out of that episode, that he hired me for another episode. And even that, I went in to read for a character who is kind of a bookworm, nerdy kind of, I think she was a math teacher or something, or economics teacher. And when I showed up on the set, they had another woman playing that role, and they just said they wrote in a role for me, and I was playing the bohemian art teacher. So, you know, it's I would say, whenever I coach young actors, I say it's important to do your work and to be nice to people, to show up on set, know your lines, be polite, you know, be kind, stay out of trouble, don't ask a lot of questions, just hit the floor, you know, do your work, and people remember that.
Yeah, exactly, and that is an awesome story. And you were also in the O.J. Simpson movie, and yeah, I mean, that movie was, I mean, there's been a couple movies on that, so that was sort of interesting.
Well,
you know,
I think I was in the first one. I think it was in the first movie, White Ford Bronco.
Yeah,
and I played OJ's mom, and it was kind of stunt casting because I had also played his wife for 3 seasons on the HBO series First and Ten with OJ, and I remember some of the conversations that he had about his mother. So based on the intel that I already had from him, that's what I used to play the character.
Okay, that's cool. So, you know, you've been like this long career of, you know, really good TV shows, and gosh, you keep booking and booking and booking. And is there anything you haven't done, or any TV show that you haven't done that you want to do, and Nadia and I can just tweet away and get you in.
Or you'll get me on that show. You're going to start a campaign for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Good.
Oh, my God. You know, I want to do my own show. That's what I want. I love doing comedy. You know, it was great doing a soap opera, and I, you know, I am a dramatic actress, but I have a skill set of comedy, and the older I get, the more I enjoy making people laugh. Because let's face it, what's happening in the world right now, the world
exactly.
Could use a good laugh. So,
yeah, I mean, things to do a comedy on your life was something, I think, that is me. Yeah, I totally agree with you with comedies. And my last question before I go, then Nadia asked you because I'm not hugging you. I mean, I could because it's all close. So.
Okay. Be nice, Cher, ladies, Cher.
Yeah, I have a Chicago hope. I love Chicago Hope. I'm like the doctor, you know, so and cop. So how are we doing Chicago Hope back then? Because I love that show. And so it was probably one of my favorite shows on CBS at that time. And, you know,
that was
when,
a long time ago, too.
Yeah, 1994 to 2000, yes. But it was just,
yeah.
I loved all the episodes. So what was your experience working on that?
As I recall, it was just like, oh, it was so long ago. It was, you know what? All of my experiences in my acting career I've been fortunate. I've been blessed because I think who you are as a person, again, if there's any young actors that are listening, this is a little advice. Who you are as a person, you can deflect if there's crap going on a set. You know what I'm saying? I think you just show up as a professional, and sometimes if there's chaos going on around you, make sure that you're very still. And if you set a tone and become a center of stillness, it can help to change the energy on a set, and people will gravitate towards you because you're a calming energy and influence. So I can't say that I've ever had a bad experience on a show. I mean, I'm an actor. I'm glad. Listen, when they hire me, I'm glad to get the job. So I'm not going to complain.
Well, I mean, that's cool. And Nadia, do you have any questions?
Yes. So I have a couple of questions. So one of my questions is, I saw that you were on Designing Woman. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yes. So what was it like being on Designing Woman?
You know, again, it was, well, first of all, the character had a lot of dialogue. I had 11 pages of dialogue. It was a pretty heavy role for guest cast, and their show was only a 4-day shoot. So it was pretty quick. You know, I've had my own series, so I know what it's like when you have guest cast on. Sometimes, you know, the regular cast is like, oh, please, God, just let her get her lines out so we're not here all night on tape day. And there was one scene near the end when I'm trying to stall because Anthony's, you know, showing up late. Anthony doesn't want them to come over and take a look at the kitchen because he's working it because he's not ready yet. And so I go over to the sugar baker's home and design center, and I try to stall them from going over to the house that Anthony's working on. And when I come into the room, if you know that episode, I walk into the house, and I immediately go to the couch, and I'm staring at the women, and they are looking at me, and I am looking at them during dress rehearsal, and they're looking at me like, okay, is she going to get the words out? Is she going to remember lines? And they had been changing the script a couple of times so that, you know, I would have new pages in it every day. So I had to make sure that I remember the new lines and not the old lines. When I finished, and it was a sigh of relief for them. And Dixie Carter came over to me, lovely, lovely, you know, Hal Holbrook just died recently. And I like to think that they are reunited in heaven now. But anyway, she came over to me and she said, you know, darling, we're so used to just being amongst ourselves because we've been doing the show for so long that sometimes we forget our manners. And I just want you to know that you're doing a wonderful job. And I thought that was so sweet. And so then I, you know, told her that I told her that I was on the edge of night. And I remembered that she was on the edge of night. And we, you know, we shared a little moment together. So I remember mm-hmm. that. And Meshach was just delightful. He was so much fun. And his wife, Bianca Ferguson, was on General Hospital at the same time I was on Edge of Night. And those are two mm-hmm. ABC shows. So we would run into each other sometimes at network events or soap events or whatever. And, you know, then I also worked with Meshach on a movie called Class Act, where we played rapper Kid's parents. And I ran into Bianca one day at an audition, and she was so funny. She said, because I had done Designing Women, then I had done Class Act, and they were pretty close together. She said, girl, you're in bed with my husband more than I am. She was kidding, oh, wow. Of course. Let's not start any mm-hmm. TMZ rumors here. But she, you know, and she was, I saw her recently on Grey's Anatomy. She plays Bailey's mother, and she's just lovely, just lovely work. I reached out to her on Instagram and told her what a great job she had done. You should bring her on. You should interview her. She's just a delightful
yeah.
actress, lovely person.
Oh, we would.
Oh, I would love to.
We would totally love that. And Nadia, do you have any more questions?
Yes, I have one more question. So my last question is, of all the shows that you've been on, do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite?
Yes.
My next one. that's going to be my favorite. My next one. Yeah. And, you know, I tell you what, if you want to start a campaign, yes, indeedy do. If you want to start a campaign for seeing more mature actresses on television. You know, I know that I think they're doing a spinoff of Oldish with, mm-hmm. It hasn't come on yet, but I think Jennifer Lewis needs a good next door neighbor friend, or maybe a mm-hmm. bossy sister. Or a nosy neighbor or something, don't you? I think so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, or maybe some neighbor who just comes in and flirts with her husband all the time and she doesn't like her. Something that would have, I know Jennifer, so, I mean, having scenes with her that would have a lot of conflict would be great. I think that would be great fun. But anyway, yeah, mm-hmm. like I would say, I loved working with Red Fox and Bella Reese and the Royal Family. I loved working on Edge of Night. I would say that those mm-hmm. are my two favorites. Those are my two
awesome.
Favorite shows. Because I was a regular on the show, and I got it. You know, when you work with a group of people for a long time, it really does get to be like family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that I really love about, you know, television. You know, like Edge of Night and just like sitcom, you do it all on set. You don't have to go out and do different locations. So you see the same people every day and you get to know mm-hmm. them. You get to know about their, you know, what's going on in their lives, what's happening with their kids. And it really is like a sense of community. And that's a great way to work because everybody, it's a big collaboration. From the hair and makeup people to the directors and the producers and actors, everybody is there to do their best work and put out a good product and tell a good story. And that's, you know, I'm a storyteller. I love telling a good story, and I'm a people person. So I like being mm-hmm. part of a community and part of a family. So I would say Edge of Night and Royal Family are my two favorites because those are the shows that I spent the most time on. And
awesome.
Had, you know, a great opportunity to work on. And I would say, but my most favorite is my next one, whatever that is, whatever the universe has in store for me. And it's coming.
I can't wait.
Me neither.
Yeah, we can all wait.
Well, we've got to get out of this pandemic first. I'm not crazy about going on to a set while we've got, you know. I had my first COVID shot. Yeah, I had my first shot. And I have my next shot in, I think, 2 weeks. And, you know, then I'll feel a little bit more comfortable. But right now I'm being very cautious.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. No one wants to get this thing. But you're so young, so I don't think you have to worry. I mean, you're really, really young. I mean,
well,
you know,
I'm 72. I don't think
you
that's...
You do not look 72. I'm sorry.
Not at all. Wow.
No, but I do. I get that all the time, and this is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look 72 because that's not how we're used to seeing 72 portrayed in film and television. And that's part of my mission. I want to change the paradigm on women and aging. We don't all age at the same. We don't all, you know, a chronological age doesn't necessarily mean what your biological age is. And, you know, because depending on how you take care of yourself, we age differently.
Exactly.
A 35-year-old could have the heart of an 80-year-old and vice versa. So, and I think I'm a baby boomer, and I believe that women are, first of all, baby boomers. I mean, you know, we are the one, you know, we've been raising hell all our lives. So we're not about to start now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just, you know, we're vain. No, I'll speak for myself. I'm vain. But I think I can speak for a lot of my compadres. And we want to be healthy and vibrant and respected and have our stories told in a way that doesn't have us sitting in a rocking chair knitting all the time, you know?
Exactly.
So, we should have romances. We should have, you know, there should be romance, there should be sex, there should be, you know, Grace and Frankie is a great example. I love that show.
Oh, I love Grace and Frankie. They're so funny, too. They're like Schitt's Creek.
I love that show. And I love the Golden Girls when it was on. And when the Golden Girls was on,
I love the Golden Girls.
I know.
I watch the reruns every Sunday.
You know, I mean... It still seems very contemporary because the women were modern and they were progressive and they had lives and they were spunky and sparkly. And I think that was a great show. And, you know, Designing Women is another show that portrayed women as go-getters and with complicated lives. I'd like to see a little bit more of that. I think, my favorite show on the air right now, my favorite comedy is Bob Hart's Abishola. Have you seen that show?
Oh, yes. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
I love that show. Mm-hmm. And Shabaka Henley, who plays the uncle on that show, was on The Royal Family. He was a regular after Red died, and they brought on Jack Gay and they brought on Shabaka's character as a mail carrier, and he's a wonderful actor. And to hear him do the African accent, he is so funny. And then to see Christine Ebersole, you know, who was an older actress. She's in her late 60s. Maybe she might be 70. Maybe at least she's in her late 60s. But to see her on that show and to see Vernay Watson from who was on Welcome Back, Kotter, you know, who's also was another mature actress on that show. And to see the diversity. I mean, that's a great show.
Yep.
That's my favorite show. I mean, my favorite comedy. That's my must-see TV appointment television comedy.
Awesome. OK, Okay, well, we both, I guess, have the boys on because I will be really, really nervous if we don't.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you, Marian.
As naughty as the mic, so we really could do that. And I'm in front of the Swiss board, which gives me power, which is not a good idea, giving someone power, but yeah, I will be good. David, you're on mail.
I'm Marian. How you doing?
Hi, David. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good down here in Florida. And it's been cool down here. It's been warming up. I'm doing all right.
That's good. How is the COVID down there? How are you doing? Are you staying safe? Are you staying in a lot?
Yes, it's driving me crazy. I'm going to go out to the church and the supermarket. That's about it. The only place I go, church and supermarket. That's about it.
I know. I don't think I had been out of the house really since Thanksgiving. And when I got my, I was out last week to get my COVID shot. When I left there, I had been out and I said, oh, I'm going to go to the supermarket. And going to the supermarket to me was like going to Disneyland because it had been so long since I had actually gone into the supermarket myself. I had my double mask on and rubber gloves and everything, but, you know, at least I felt, and you know, you don't get the protection right away. But I was out and I thought, well, as long as I'm out here, let me just go and stay out a little bit longer. But yeah, I understand exactly what you say. It's a very scary time that we're living in right now.
Yeah, it is true. You gotta be careful with you do these days. My question, how do you get started in business? What was your first breakout role?
What do I consider my first breakout role? I mean,
yeah, how do you get started? How do you get started?
Oh, how do I get started?
Yeah.
Well, I have a double concentration in college in theater and journalism. But I started out in journalism as a publicist. And I worked at ABC in New York, actually, as a publicist for daytime television. And I left on maternity leave. And my maternity leave was supposed to be 3 months. But during that time, I auditioned for the Off-Center Theater Company, and they had a contract with the Parks Department to do street theater during the lunchtime street theater. And so I auditioned for them. I remember I came to the audition. I had my son with me. I think he was about maybe 4 months old at the time. Let me see when the audition. January. Yeah, he was 4 months old at the time. So I came in, you know, with the baby on my hip. Somebody had to hold the baby while I did the little improvisation. And they hired me. And it was a paying job. It was $75 a week and all you could beg in the street. But nevertheless, it was a paying job. And $75 back in 1974 wasn't too bad. And so I didn't go back. I went out on faith and I said, okay, God, this is a sign. My very first audition in New York, it was a paying job and I got it. And, you know, I mean, there were a lot of auditions after that where I didn't get it. But, I mean, it was enough of a sign to make me stick it out. And 7 years later, I was back at ABC on Edge of Night. And the woman who had the desk next to mine, because the publicity department there was like a newsroom situation and a bunch of desks, very big open space, and everybody had their own desks and stuff and a lot of talk and chit chat back and forth. And the woman who was now covering my old beat had the desk next to mine, and she said, well, she had to write my bio. She said, well, do you want to do it? Because you're good at this. And I said, no, I don't. but I know how to interview myself. I know what questions to ask me. And she laughed. And, you know, so it's interesting. Yes, 7 years later, I was back at ABC, but this time I was in front of the camera instead of behind the camera. So full circle.
Indeed, The Wiz, 75, The Wiz.
Yeah, and then The Wiz, I did The Wiz. That was great. Yeah, because I did do The Wiz before Edge of Night. But I wouldn't call it a breakout role. I mean, I was there, but it didn't really do a lot for me, for my career.
I
ended up doing a lot more commercials. But it was fun working with Diana Ross. She was lovely. She was gracious. And Sidney Lumet was a fabulous director. So, and that movie still comes on, and I think I've made a lot of money from that movie just because I keep getting residual checks.
Like on every Christmas, like round.
Every Christmas, every Easter, every holiday it comes on. But yeah.
I love Bob Apicella. That show is so funny. It's hilarious. You watch Neighborhood before Neighborhood was a 13 year Neighborhood.
Do I watch the Neighborhood? Is that the one that comes on before Bob Hart's Abishola?
Yes.
No, really?
you have to check the show out. It's funny. Just funny that you like Bob Hart's Abishola. You like the Neighborhood.
Okay, I'm gonna have to put it on my DVR then. I'm gonna have to DVR it.
It's very funny. I mean, it's hilarious. Also, you are on What's Happening Now? What was I working on that? I saw you on that. What's Happening Now?
Oh, What's Happening Now? I think that was when I moved to LA. That was the very first, that was the very first show I booked when I moved to LA. Was What?
That's your butt. Martin Lawrence, for sure. Martin Lawrence did. It's a funny show. And the Wayans Brothers. You were on the Wayans Brothers too.
Oh, I'm hearing like some echoing. So I'm missing. I'm hearing like echo or something like that in the background.
Yeah, I hear it too. The Wayans Brothers. You were on the Wayans. The Wayans Brothers. You were on the Wayans.
Hold on,
never mind.
Yep. Sean and Marlon.
Well, thank you for coming on. You know, you always welcome back, and you know, we love you, and always come back anytime.
Well, thank you for having me, and you all are, you know, just delightful. And I will come back anytime, and definitely try, you know, get in touch with Bianca Ferguson.
Yeah, we have Bobby, too, really quick. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Now,
great, thank you.
Great. Now, you was on the Edge of Night. Were you on at the same time that Lori Loughlin, who later became Becky on Full House, and for a brief time on Full House before the scandal went down with her and Felicity Hoffman?
Lori was on Edge of Night. I think she was 16 or 17 when she was on that show.
Yeah, but
I think maybe when she was 14. So
yeah,
14
but
or maybe 18
time.
She was on the show? Yeah.
Yeah, but was you on at the same time she was?
Yes.
Yeah, because when I look at the thing, because I was watching Full House this afternoon, and I can understand why she left the show because of the legal problems that she has, because she left a Hallmark Channel TV show for that same reason, and we all found out later was the scandal that involved her and Felicity Hoffman in getting their kids into college.
Yeah, but you know what? I think I saw her daughter on Red Table with Jada Pinkett Smith, and you know, Lori was, when I was working with her, and as I recall, and I don't see why there would be any reason for her to change, she was a lovely person. You know, I think what she did, she made a mistake. She made a big mistake, But as long as she's paid for it, I think she deserves a second chance, you know, like anybody else. I think that she will get it. Might take a little while, but I can see her coming back to television. I can see
Right. I can understand for the original cast of Full House that maybe the Olsen twins would have probably been the one because of all the fame they had early on, that they would have probably been the one that would have been more burned out as adults, which they ended up being after a while, thanks to TMZ and everything else. So I never expect Lori Lawson at her age to be deeply involved in a scandal involving her own daughter, just like Felicity Hoffman.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they've learned their lesson. And, you know, they had a lot of money and they were trying to do what was best for their kids. And they had, a lot of privilege and entitlement. And I don't think they were thinking. Yeah, obviously, they weren't thinking. I'm sure they weren't thinking that they would go to jail over it. But, you know, they had money and privilege and they wanted the best for their daughters. And the thing about it is that there was complicity. I mean, she wouldn't have been able to do it. And, you know, somebody at the school was doing it with her. I mean, she couldn't have bought her way in unless somebody was going to take the money. So, and because she's got a name of a celebrity, she's been made kind of the face of the scandal. She and Felicity Huffman, especially Lori and her husband. You know, I haven't really had any contact with Lori. Oh my God, at least 10, 20 years. But as I recall, she was a lovely person. Everybody, all the Full House cast said she was lovely to work with. And, you know, I wish her well. And,
and she was on her way
to
a comeback. And Lori was on her way to a comeback with Fuller House and her Hallmark Channel mystery movies and her show that she was doing in the Hallmark Channel until this happened. So
yeah,
it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but she's got money to fall back on, so it's not that bad. But she will. What's really sad is that we're in the middle of a pandemic and people can't afford to eat and they're losing their houses and they're losing their jobs. I mean, I don't think she might have to move to a smaller house, but she'll always have a place to live. And I think she'll be okay, but it might turn her life around to the point that she might get involved in something else. She might get involved in philanthropic work or something. I don't know how this will have changed her, but I do recall that she's a very conscious human being, and I know that this will change her in some way. And I'm sure she is penitent at what happened, you know?
Yeah.
It was a learning lesson. It was a big lesson, but I think she learned it.
Well, I hope that if they hire you to be on Days, you can reunite with Jackie Hare because she's scheduled to be on. She's slated to be on a few episodes in a couple of weeks because she just joined the cast.
Who did? Who joined the cast?
Jackie Hare on Days of Our Lives. She just joined the cast because she was on
World
and. And then she joined the cast, and you worked with her briefly and got in the royal family.
Ah, yes. That would be great.
But
I think
would
she
be
was
great
on
reunion,
another
but
world
that's,
back in Europe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's great to actually talk to you, and I'll let the girls finish up the conversation, and you have a great night, and take care.
Yeah, Anna.
Okay, you too, Bobby. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Bobby.
Bye, Bobby. And but we will be glad to have you back anytime. Nadia is doing this together now, which is so nice, so great. And so when you have a new project or anything, Nadia, we'll get you on anytime you want, because we are the team. Nadia and I are the team right now. So
okay.
The team to beat.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Carly. Go ahead.
Ah, Carly, let me say one more thing. I heard you either mention it to Bobby or David that you are on The Wiz. I love The Wiz. That's my favorite.
Of the movie The Wiz? Yeah, I'm the, you know,
yes.
I come in, I'm the young mom with the baby. With, you know, I come in with Diana Ross and
must have been great working with her. She's fabulous.
Oh, she was really sweet. She was just delightful. She was very sweet. Yeah, very humble. Because she was a big star at that time, but she was pretty new to acting, and she was very humble. She was very sweet.
Aw, that's awesome. Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, oh, I was like, I have to say something afterwards.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We
yeah,
love having
you're
you.
You're welcome anytime.
Okay, all right then. Okay, then, well, until next time, take care of yourself, and I'll see you later.
Yes, okay. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
You know,
Well, that was a great interview.
That was really good.
It was a great interview. I mean, me and Nadia do great interviews.
You guys did a great job. And thank you, Nadia, for actually helping out, because without you, some of the stars that I have requested through Carly and David wouldn't have been key.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
I am a little bit disappointed in the way things are going in Washington right now, because first off, I understand today you take it off, but now you're thinking about taking out the rest of the week for this. I don't think this is a good idea to try this guy. I mean, this guy committed too much. I mean, look at Stormy Daniels. At least that could have just sealed his fate as president, possible president of the United States in 2016, and we would not be dealing with this right now. I mean, the man should be in jail in the first place.
Well, you know what? All I gotta say about I was watching my impeachment trial after we got up air, and I will say this as nice as I can. With Nadia knows me being nice is really hard when it comes to Trump. Okay, so his lawyer was taking drinks of water every time he spilled out another lie. Every time. It's like, oh, this is unconstitutional to do to him. Blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. He went on national TV, may I remind everyone. Yeah, he might have told everyone to go home. But, there's a big but. But at the same time, he reminded his supporters that the election was tampered with. Okay, I'm sorry, but you have to be held accountable for your actions. You know, we couldn't get you done last year because, you know, the Senate was too much of a pussy to do anything. But this time I'm hoping someone will do something, because you know what? 5 people died that day. So I'm sorry, Trump, but you caused this. You and your son and Giuliani also be in a jail cell right now. And if it makes the new hospital not on tomorrow, I'm really going to be in a bummer. Does anyone know if the trial is on tomorrow too? Does anyone know?
Well,
I think it might be on all
week. I was looking at the GA sites, and there are people saying it might be on tomorrow. It might not.
It might not be
on. And unless you live unless Carly, you can get a Vancouver station from Canada, you're not going to get GH at all tomorrow, let alone today. And even if you are, it's going to probably be a repeat versus a new episode, especially if you get a Vancouver channel from Seattle. The same holds true with those in Buffalo with a Canadian channel from Toronto or Detroit for the same reason.
So, yeah, we don't, and number one, I wish we did, but I will say this on a really good note, we are getting so many people on the show. Nadia and I are the team to beat, and you never know who it might be stopping by, although you never know. I mean, sometimes we are going to keep you boys on the edge of your seat, and sometimes you may not know who we are booking until the day of.
Yeah.
So,
I know this might sound a little strange, but I have a couple of suggestions from Nadia, possibly getting from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, former Days of Life stars, Lisa Rinna, or possibly getting Denise Richards, who is still on Bold and Beautiful, on show.
Okay.
So it would be great to just ask a lot of questions, especially with Denise's career, because I've been wanting to ask her stuff that has nothing to do with Charlie Sheen or anything that happened on the show.
Mm-hmm. I can see what I can do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, just ask.
That'd be awesome.
And we ask us, you know, in the text or on Facebook. So, yeah.
Or Twitter. Don't forget Twitter.
Yeah, not Twitter. So, you guys have a great night, and we will be back tomorrow night, right, Nadia?
Yes, at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern, with Sonia Satra.
Yes,
okay.
We are looking, we love her around here. And have a great night, everyone.
Well, you have a great night too.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.